Another kind of component is a checkbox. And here's an example where you're adding three checkboxes to a window. And again, the checkbox constructor has as its first argument the string which is supposed to be labeled beside the checkbox. So the checkbox is supposed to be an on-off toggle, and the user is supposed to be able to actually check these little diamonds, and they will either appear off or they will appear on. And what you give us, the argument, will appear beside the checkbox. Now, oh, I actually see there's a typo here. Right after the string blue, that right parenthesis should not be there. It should be over after true. I don't know if you have your copy to correct that. In this particular use of checkbox, the constructor is supposed to have three arguments. That's why the parenthesis is in the wrong place. And the first argument, as usual, is the string that appears there. The second argument is actually something called the checkbox group, which we'll talk more about on the next page. And the third argument is the initial value of the checkbox. So you can have the checkbox appear as if it's checked to start with by giving true to this argument. Now, in addition to constructors, checkboxes have other methods that you can work with. There is an event as well, which we have when somebody checks it. But just in general, you can, from your Java program, check to see whether the checkbox is on or off by using a method called getState. So if you had a checkbox called CB and you added it to layout, somewhere in that program you're allowed to test the value of the method CB.getState, and that will return true or false depending on whether the checkbox is checked or not.